Can you count me in?
We haven't done that joke in a while.
I was going to say, we haven't referred to that in a while.
I am a Kobe Calais fan. Or at least I like that one song. I think there's like one other song I like.
Does she sing Bubbles or Bubbly or whatever that one is? Is that her?
Yeah, that's the song we were just talking about.
Oh, was it? Okay. I really know my stuff, guys.
You're not up to date with all of your Kobe Calais fashion.
No, I'm not.
So, this go around, since I had Grace watch Glee, Grace had me watch something that also starts with a G. Greek.
I know, I was thinking how funny the names are so similar.
One name starts with a G was from the 2000s.
Has two E's.
It's too vague.
Yes, I forced you to watch Greek, and I want to know all of your terrible thoughts about it, but I just want to say that my experience watching this was also ride because I remember watching it a long time ago, but as I was rewatching it, I was like, oh, I don't remember any of this happening. I felt as though I was watching it again for the first time. Like,
honestly, that's where I was with Glee for a while. Because, again, this is what's interesting about both of these shows is I have seen both of them before. Now, with Greek, I tried multiple times to get into that show, and I watched the first episode, didn't really care for it. I dropped in at one point when it was originally airing, like, in season 3 or something, and I was like, no, not feeling it. I think what it was is there are gay characters on this show, and at that time, I was gonna watch anything that had gay characters in it. I was starved for...
Oh, yeah, totally.
For seeing them on TV. I mean, I think at the time, Will and Grace was either over or ending. And so I was just like, I need some gay faces. I was like, I need some gay faces.
Over by then.
Yeah. I think it was over by 2007. So.
Yeah.
I was looking for some stuff because, I mean, for whatever reason, Gossip Girl had, like, none of it. I mean, they had Eric, but who the fuck cares about Eric Vanderwoodson? No one remembers.
Tragic that they didn't, because I felt like everybody was bisexual.
That's the thing. Show. There was a lot of bisexual gay energy, just gay energy out the ass. I literally thought, like, Nate and Dan were gonna, like, fuck at some point, and they should have. I would have been into that. I'm like, please, please give me this storyline. Since they weren't, like, they were just so married to Chuck and Blair being together, I'm just like, fine, whatever, do that. But I'm like, at least give me something with Dan, because him and Serena just, no. Serena needed to do something else. Serena probably needed to become a fucking nun or something. Because I swear.
She was definitely the only straight character.
Oh, truly, truly. She was the one who would, like, kiss Blair, but then be like, I'm not into you, Blair.
I didn't feel anything. That was just for sillies.
That was practicing. Or as Allison from Pretty Little Liars says, if I'm making out with you, it's only practicing for the real thing.
The fuck does that mean? The real what? What
boys, because she's not gay. She's just like, I'm not down with that gay shit.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
Sorry, I'm rewatching.
Me in college.
I'm getting down. I'm rewatching Pretty Little Liars. I don't know what I was about to say. I'm getting down with Pretty Little Liars.
I couldn't tell by the many references.
It's been quite the time because our other friend has never seen it before. So it's funny because I mean, I have HBO Max now since I had HBO Go and now I'm upgraded to that. So now I get all of the HBO goodness.
It's on there.
Pretty Little Liars, yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm also watching Doom Patrol, which I'm thoroughly enjoying. Diane Guerrero has been quite the unforeseen, I don't know what the word is for it. She's like a powerhouse. I just was not expecting her. Because she plays like this character as a bunch of split personalities. So she plays a bunch of different characters.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm like, you've got some range in there, girl. I mean, I loved her on Orange is the New Black, but... Anyway, so that was a very... that was quite the stream of consciousness. So we watched...
We went all over the place. No, I just had to look up Doom Patrol really fast.
Oh, yeah, Brendan Fraser is also in it as a robot.
Isn't this... This is a remake.
Is it?
Right?
No.
No?
No, it's like a TV That's show. I don't think it's a remake. I mean, if it is, the other show is probably, like, older.
I don't know. Never mind. I don't know what I thought.
Yeah, so we watched Greek. Again, I originally tried to get into this, but I wasn't into it. And again, watching it over again, I'll tell you this. I watched two seasons of Glee in between finishing the first season of Greek.
Mm-hmm.
So that should tell you something. Because I went from finishing season one to immediately finishing... I'm in season four now.
That's quite a jump.
Yeah, I've been powering through it. What's really funny is there are a lot of storylines in there that I think you would find hilarious because... Like, in season three, NeNe Leakes is there.
I remember she was on it for a minute.
Yeah, I wish they would have kept her around because she was hilarious.
She was on that other Ryan Murphy show, too, right?
The New Normal, I think.
Yeah, where it was the gay couple.
Yeah, I liked it enough that I would have given it a second season, but, you know, NBC, enough said.
Well... That's true.
With
NBC's like, fuck any show that we didn't have on in the 90s. It's like, okay, great.
We're gonna reboot it. Here comes The Office, Never too. Parks and Rec, 10 years later.
Nobody asked for that. Yeah, so what are your thoughts? Because I, like I said, I didn't remember... anything that had actually happened, like any of the actual plot points. I remembered like the characters, I remembered like the general like setting and feeling, and I remembered that the acting was just just some of the worst acting you've ever seen on television. And I think that that's why I was watching it when it was first on, like it was enjoyable for me. Like I remember watching this the same way that people watched Secret Life of the American Teenager when it first came out. Oh, God.
I'm suggesting that we watch that one next because it's something neither of us will enjoy.
I mean, maybe.
Because we'll the first season, I think, has 23 episodes.
Oh, my God.
I know. And then I think at that point, they just get worse because they get longer. It's like 25, 26.
Oh, my God. Well, people were watching it. People were... loving it.
Okay, see, the weirdest thing is with this show, I feel like the initial thought of this show, if this show hadn't come on when it did and per se came on maybe like 3 years ago on Netflix, I think it would have been very popular.
What, Greek?
Yes. Just because of the freedom they would have had, and it would have been in a very interesting spot where it could have been very diverse and speak on a lot of topics within the Greek system. Because they tried to touch on that, but it...
Well, I think that they were extremely limited by ABC Family, especially, like, at the time that it was airing. And, like, I believe that they did actually try to, like, touch on certain topics, and you can tell that they were, like, trying to go there, but, like... didn't quite get there, so yeah, that was interesting. It makes an interesting outcome because they do try to be edgy, but they don't really get there. it's still very family friendly. It's still very G-rated.
I know. What's funnier is I'm like, I feel like Degrassi is more edgy than that show was, and it was about college.
Well, Degrassi was, that was its thing, and it aired in Canada, so.
I know, but like, what, like, what's the equivalent of the channel that came on in Canada? Like, it seemed like it was on primetime TV, like fucking NBC or something.
I think, I feel like it works differently, right? They have, like, 2, 3, 4, and then you're just on one of those.
Like,
it's like, I don't know, it's not quite the same.
I feel like it was their version of Law and Order, where it was, like, on for a really long time.
Yeah, basically. But it was about teenagers.
I mean, that, I feel like that tracks for Canada for some reason.
Canada's just out there, man. They're just doing it.
Okay. Degrassi, it goes there.
Well, I also think that other, I won't say, like, other countries, but for sure Canada, I think, doesn't have quite the same, like, America operates on such Puritan values, and I think that people don't even realize, like, how controlled we are by those, like, extremely old-fashioned values that still rule, like, our TV stations and our media and our, like, pop stars and, like, this sort of stuff. And I think that Greek is, like, a perfect example of that, because it was on ABC Family, like, right at that time where it was, like, a very popular channel, and there was a bunch of, like, new stuff coming onto it. And
it was, right? I remember that era, because actually I think, when the fuck did Pretty Little Liars start? I think they started in, like, 2009, so it was in that particular era of Freeform, or not Freeform, it was before they became Freeform. It was that golden age of ABC Family where people were truly watching that shit, and Pretty Little Liars was that number one that they were watching. And so was, weirdly enough, Greek, because looking at the ratings on this show, they're very high for what it is. I'm like, for what I saw, 7 for the series is a bit high. Like, I was expecting something like a 5.6, maybe a 6.1, but 7? I think people, it's like a 7.3. Really, yes, and I feel like it's like nostalgia rosy glasses or something. But I will be fair, there is one episode I skipped. I think it was the Gatsby episode. I was getting...
Why?
I don't remember why I skipped that one. I think I was just getting to the point where I was just like, oh my god, nothing is happening. Get to the point. Just skipped a whole episode to see if I would miss anything. And I truly missed nothing. They referenced that episode once. Literally once. I helped you with, like, the Gatsby party, and I'm just like, oh yeah, I didn't watch that episode.
I actually enjoyed that episode because it's very silly. But it is a weird format, because the way it's written is, like, episodic, but it acts like it's not. Like, it acts like you're supposed to watch every single episode, but I'm like, you really don't have to. First of all, they give you, like, a 5-minute intro that's like, here's what's happened.
Literally. And the amount of times they brought up Rebecca's sex tape and it never going anywhere, I was just like, okay, thank you.
The sex tape, aka somebody filmed them on their phone. I can't remember who it was now that filmed
Jen K.
Is it Jen K? Okay, yeah.
Literally justice for Jen K.
I love Jen K.
Okay, if this were a different series, Jen K would literally be the fucking hero, because she is the hero in this scenario. I don't know why she was villainized. I do not understand that at all. Homegirl went undercover, and, like, I may be jumping a bit, but I really need to get into it, because I'm like,
oh, go ahead.
I really didn't care for, like, most of the characters on this series, and I feel like Jen K was one I like, Ashley is another, and Calvin, I'm still, like, he's at the bottom of the fence, where I'm like, he's just waffling back and forth really fast.
Calvin and I go back and forth on, and I think it's unfortunately the writing.
It's the internalized homophobia.
Absolutely. But anyway, go ahead about Jen K.
So Jen K. Jen K. is AKA Deep Throat of the Greek system. She she went undercover and rushed the sorority that Casey Cartwright, the main girl, is in. Literally, I texted you, I think it was yesterday, I said one line, Casey Cartwright is a gaslighter. And that's what I have to say about that.
I think she's just that stupid. Like, I really do. Well, she really believes every single word that comes out of her mouth, and then she turns around and does the exact opposite every single time.
And we'll get into
so funny.
We'll get into that later because there's like when you discuss her,
she is the main goddamn character.
I know,
and we are supposed to follow her, and every single time she's like, "I'm not gonna do this," and turns around and does it.
And it's so annoying because I'm like, why do I like, I don't like you and we're forced to follow you. Such an unlikable person. Who was I talking about? Oh, Jen K. Okay, so justice for Jen K because she rushed Casey's sorority and went undercover to write a newspaper article about the corruption in the Greek system. And she, okay, her, first and foremost, her article wasn't even that bad from what I heard that they were reading. They were like, they made it sound like it was salacious and shit. And I'm just like, she just said certain things happened.
like, it was very vague.
It really was. It was like, this happened, that happened. And she literally had no names in there. And people are like, you'll know it was me. And I'm like, no, you know it's you. And you're telling people it's you by going around and saying I'm in the newspaper.
Like, Rebecca's just like, I can't believe you told everyone about my sex tape. Nobody knows about that, Rebecca.
No one knows about it. But now that you've shouted it in the courtyard, now everyone knows.
Now all of China knows you're here.
Now... I should rewatch Mulan. I love that movie. It makes me cry. The feminism.
She did it. The feminism of it all. Yeah, with Jen K, I just kind of wish that they had kept her in. I wish that they hadn't just sidelined her.
Oh, she just went away. She disappeared. She ended up getting a job or something from writing that article, and kudos to her. Because I'm like, girl, don't let no dick stop you from getting what you want. And she didn't. I mean, Rusty was like, I can't believe you did that. And Rusty, girl, is literally the worst. The Cartwrights are kind of the worst, except for their parents. I like the mom. The dad is whatever.
The episode with their parents is so hilarious, though, because I felt like they really thought they were, like, developing these characters, and I'm like, no.
And what's
you
even
did funny- nothing. Okay.
What was even funnier about the parents episode was they made it seem like the parents were the bad people, and I'm just like, how are they the bad ones for trying to get you to literally figure out what you want to do with your life?
Yeah, I mean, I was, like, obviously, like, they were a little, like, snippy towards Casey about everything that she did. But I was, like, you're in a sorority, and to them, that's all you're doing.
Exactly, because they ask you a question, it's just, like, and then one of your sisters comes up, and she's just, like, oh, she's so great at planning all these parties, and we're, like, so great and happy that we're gonna be partying again. And I'm, like...
Actually...
What would your parents think? Like, what would your parents think if, like, all of a sudden you heard, like, oh, you're in a sorority. Okay, great. You're the president. Oh, that's great. That looked great on your resume. And it's like, I basically just party all the time. It's like, are you okay? You're a junior. Literally, she was a second semester junior and had no idea what she was going to do with her life.
That was so wild to me. I was like... I mean, like, you know, I can't talk. I changed my major, like, several times in college. Like, you know, I'm not going to act like I wasn't a mess. But, like,
at least yours were adjacent.
Well, here's what I was going to say. Like, people, I feel like, as somebody who did that, it's like, you don't have no idea. you are on one track and then all of a sudden you're like, oh wait, I want to be on this track, or I want to be like, I want to shift left a little bit. Like, that's more what it's like than just like, she literally had no fucking idea. And I was like, hello? Like, did you not think about it literally at all? Like, didn't you ever go to your academic advisor and they were like, well, what classes are you taking towards your major? Like, were you taking gen eds the entire time? I don't understand.
She's getting a general studies degree at a four-year college.
Yes, like, she's fucking majoring in, like, how to glue fucking glitter on shit. I don't know.
How to make puffy paint shirts.
So fucking funny. But, like, I felt like with the parents, it was very, like, they were trying to do that whole, like, oh, people don't understand the Greek system, like, the old-fashioned generation doesn't understand. And I was like, no, I get where you're coming from. Like, I feel like they were kind of right.
It wasn't that they didn't, and that's the funny thing, because they were trying to do that, but they weren't doing it at all. Because the parents were like, no, I get it. I just want you to be doing something other than this. Like, sure, like, I don't want you to get distracted by social things that you literally ruin your chances of doing what it was you set out to do, like tanking your GPA for no reason.
Right, which was apparently nothing in Casey's case.
Yeah. Because she was like, I think I want to be a lawyer. And it was funny because I think it was either the last or second to last episode, she figured out, oh, I don't want to go to law school. And I'm like, so your mom was right. You, like, figure out what you want to do. She was like, you just need to be on a track. That's literally what she said. She's like, I don't care what track you're on, you just need to be on one.
Right, exactly. I didn't, yeah. Okay, see.
These are reasons I hate Casey Cartwright.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess we should go through the characters, because I know that we like to talk about characters, and
I mean, we do that versus plot, because this really is more of a character-driven show than plot-driven.
It's extremely character-driven. And I think this is, like, a really good example of, like, bad television, just because the way that the writing... and I will defend it with my life, but the way that the writing is it's literally that writing that's, like, just for the drama. Like, every decision that the characters make is just for the sake of, like, we're gonna have another dramatic thing happen.
I mean, especially with the stuff with, like, Franny, and honestly, there are a lot of situations where it's just for the drama, and I'm like, if you're gonna do it just for the drama, push it there, but because it was ABC Family and they had to keep that family-friendly image, I think that's why.
Like, and this so was much. Also... Actually, I'm glad you brought up Pretty Little Liars, because I didn't really make that comparison, but this era of television is also right before Pretty Little Liars, so it was right before that time where, like, being a bad girl or, like, being a bad character was, like, cool on television.
It's,
do you know what I mean? Like, this, girl, yeah, like, you know this was, like, right before that happened.
Do you know how many times in the first 10 episodes I kept screaming pedophile? Just because there are so... It's really weird, and I hate to, like, keep getting distracted by this, but it's really funny how many of these, like, older men were having relationships with these high school girls. I'm like, they're, like...
Yeah, that's sure disgusting.
15 or something like that. And he's like, I'm 24. And I'm just like, you're going to jail. Like, literally.
But, like, yeah, like, they act like, oh, these people are so young. But I'm like, can you imagine, like, right now in your life, like, being attracted to that age? Like, that's disgusting. Like, I look at a 15-year-old and I'm like, that's a fetus.
It's true.
Like...
I'm like, disgusting. Look at that tiny, tiny baby walking into their car, I guess? They're driving away.
But, like, men are disgusting, so what are you gonna do?
I mean, it was... it's just really gross. And then they just... I think what's really worse about it is they romanticize it to a certain extent. Oh my god, yes! And I'm just like, see, this is the problem.
It kind of is. But yeah, this was like right before it was like cool to have your characters just like be a bitch.
Yeah.
So I imagine think what happened
Rebecca here, 2 years later.
Exactly. Imagine Franny 2 years later. Ugh. Like Franny would have been such a good character. Like if she was just written like 2010, maybe.
Yeah.
Even like Ashley. Like I just yeah. They tried too hard to like keep their characters on the right track.
Which is so funny because this and Glee came out very close in time, and I feel like Glee was way more, and I feel like that's why I was way more entertained by it. What I really got very annoyed with Greek is it wasn't funny. It was just like kind of dramatic, and it wasn't dramatic enough. It just was like weirdly towing this line between the two where it's like kind of funny, kind of dramatic.
Yeah. Kind of like romance, like, you know.
Yeah, it's like light everything. Splenda, yeah. If you will. It's the Splenda of all of the... It's this, definitely the Splenda version of the topic you can... Of being... Doing the Greek system, I feel.
Yeah, totally.
Because, I mean, this show... I think I said it to you, like, when I first started watching this, is that this show would have been so much funnier if it was written in the style of, like, Scream Queens.
Yeah.
Because the whole sex tape thing... With the whole sex tape thing, I'm like, if you really wanted to destroy Rebecca, you would release the sex tape, get it, like, make it so that you couldn't take her into the sorority because she would be toxic at that point and ruin her life. Like, and then they could have, like, the perfect, like, villain scenario where it's like, I hate you, I want to ruin your life. Like, that's what you needed. But they just always hover in this weird limbo where they're like, we're, like, frenemies, like... We're not friends to any extent, but we're friendly enough that we're not, like, complete enemies. And I'm like,
right,
that's not fun to watch. It's just annoying.
Well, and it also makes the love triangle, like, even more annoying.
Which is why I say Casey is a gaslighter. Because once Rebecca starts dating Cappy, it becomes, like, so annoying to the extent where she's, like... Her and Cappy definitely have this unfinished romance between the two of them. And, like, Rebecca keeps picking up on it, and she's just like, is there something here? And they can't... They both keep being like, no! And then in the very last episode, as soon as she breaks up with him because she's upset about something, he and Casey make out on the beach. And I'm like... You are lit. This is the definition of gaslighting someone. You're literally making them feel crazy for being like, I feel like.
Yeah, exactly. It's just funny. I mean, I feel like Rebecca and Cappy are like one of those TV couples that you're like, okay, they're like, have that whole, like, opposites attract thing going on, and they're, like, fun to watch back and forth, but they would, like, never work in real life, and it's so frustrating to, like, watch this show try to make a real couple out of them while there's still this other thing going on that you're like, well, obviously that's the thing that it's gonna be.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I find frustrating about the way that they wrote all the love triangles. I was like, well, it's obvious that you're going to get Casey and Cappy together. Like, there's no push and pull. Like, we're annoyed by everybody. It's obvious who you want to be together. So just, like, put them together and let them have their drama or whatever. Or make it more interesting, like, I don't know, with the back and forth.
Yeah. I feel like with that... It would have been fine if they were going to get Rebecca and Cappy together if they changed in any capacity. I mean, I feel like Cappy was fine because, I mean, honestly, he's the least annoying character of most of them. Like, I mean, he's still very annoying just being a dude bro, but in general, he's like the least problematic out of all of them. He doesn't do anything bad per se. He does some things that it's like, maybe don't do that, but for the he doesn't do anything bad. But I feel like if they were going to get him and Rebecca together, they really needed to, they needed to change their characters and they needed to grow, but they just were like, no, we want to keep them the same stock characters throughout the entire series. Or at least the first season. I don't know about the others, but it feels like they're not going to change.
Yeah, I don't remember this show going past season two. When I found it on Hulu, I was like, this had four seasons. I was like, okay.
Do you know what's...
So I don't remember who ended up together. I have no idea if the character, like, who changed and what. I remember them graduating. That must have been in season two. I don't know. But anyway.
They graduated in season two? That can't be right. You mean four? Because, I mean, they had four seasons.
No, I feel like Casey graduated and then... Like, Rusty was still there, and then it was, like, following her and everybody who graduated in their class with, like, they were still around. Like, they kept them around doing stuff.
Mm.
Maybe that was season three. Because they were all juniors. They had to have gone through, like, a full year at some point. Yeah, this had four full entire seasons.
Yeah, I'm really just trying to see... I like how season four only has 10 episodes. That's funny. But I remember this show going on for a while. Because I remember when it went off, I was just like, this show is still on. And every time I go, every time I say this show is still on, it's always the last season.
Wow, you're right. These episodes are so high rated.
I'm telling you, it's higher than one would expect.
Oh my god. That's so funny.
I guess
I really feel like watching all of this.
I'm skipping this season four, and it looks like Casey goes to law school.
Oh my god. After she said she didn't. What did I tell you?
Yeah, and I guess
She literally does the opposite of whatever she says she's gonna do.
Yeah, and I think she becomes the Zeta Beta Zeta house mother. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's obvious. Anyway, you know who we haven't talked about yet is the terrible roommate.
Oh, the Christian roommate? What's annoying is he's the only one who makes me laugh because sometimes he'll say funny things.
Well, that actor is funny.
Yeah.
He's in, like, other stuff. He's, like, a real comedian now. He's, like, legitimately in comedies now. His character, I'm like, why? Why did they do this? Why did they put him and Calvin in the same, like, vicinity? I was like, I feel like this is just, like, insensitive.
Ooh, girl, I'm seeing who ends up as, like, who ends up together, and I'm very shocked at one of these.
Oh yeah.
Do you know who it is, who I'm talking about?
No, I don't know who. I don't know who ends up together.
Oh, Rusty and Ashley apparently end up together.
Hello? No, thank you.
It says Rusty and Ashley begin their relationship. That's a whole sentence.
Oh.
That is so that is so shocking.
Want to die.
I am flabbergasted.
That's interesting. I wonder if Rebecca and, what's the other boyfriend's name? I can't remember his name. Because he's...
Evan?
Yeah, I wonder if they end up together.
Evan Chambers?
He's talking about Splenda.
Honestly, so many of them, they're like, oh, I'm... Casey being so hung up on Evan is just so stupid because I'm like, what I find so ridiculous is I'm like, I can tell that you're a Republican. And I find it so interesting that you would, like, go back to your fucking boyfriend who cheated on you cheated on you literally during pledge night with a pledge just because. I can't even remember why. He was, like, mad at her for something. And I'm like, and he cheated on you with a pledge. And then immediately they try and turn him into, he's like, oh, he's not a bad guy. He just made a bad decision. And I'm just like, no, that doesn't track. Because why, if you're a bad guy who does bad stuff, like, it doesn't make sense that you would just make that one isolated incident decision. It doesn't, that doesn't track.
Yeah, Evan's to me, at least in the first season, like, it makes no sense. Because he starts off as, like, really, like, a terrible person, and then they just spend the whole season being like, Evan is a sensitive soul, and I'm just like, hello?
He's so sensitive. I don't even get that. I don't even understand. What doesn't make sense is it feels like they decided they wanted to keep his character around after the fact. Because they wrote him, it feels like they wrote him completely differently in the pilot.
Yeah, maybe it was like when the actor, they were like, oh my god, I really like the actor, let's keep him on. So they like redeemed his character, essentially.
They just rewrote the entire role. Well, that's the thing, is they didn't make anyone into the actual villain on the show. And anytime they would make them into the villain, they would like try and reverse it. So I'm just like, this is your issues. You're not continuing on with one. You can have a villain who's, like, sensitive enough where you like them because of certain aspects, but just have a fucking villain.
Yeah. No, I think it was, like, I think that you just tried too much to make it, like, you know, they wanted it to be an ensemble cast, and like I said, like, this was before, like, being a bitch was cool, so.
Yeah.
They were just kind of like, well, let's write everybody sort of, like, nice. Like, everybody has good parts to them. I'm just like, okay. What was I gonna say, though, in relation to... Oh, you know what my favorite episode of season one is, though? Where they have the flashbacks, and they're like, here's how, like, we got to be friends or whatever. Because A, it's terrible, and B, it starts my Cappy Evan gay conspiracy. Because I'm like, y'all have, like, a real, what's the word? I can't think. I'm thinking of war torn. What's the word?
Like, wait, for who?
Cappy and Evan. They have a very, like,
I know what you're talking about, but
I'm like, y'all have feelings about each other. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Y'all, your feelings are, like, go beyond the whole dating Casey thing. Like, there's something happening here in the background that we should address.
You have a point, because they were, like, BFFs when they first got there, and then all of a sudden they're like, I hate you, because you dated that girl that I like. And I'm like, he dated her first, like, and then you stole her, basically. So, I mean, I can understand the animosity, but at the same time, Evan was kind of a douche who was like, I'm mad because everyone doesn't like me as much as they like you. And I'm like, okay, well... I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe, like, get some other friends. I don't know.
Literally, just get some other friends. And then he just instead decides, like, oh, okay. Well, since you guys weren't going to take me into the fraternity unless Cappy got in, I'm going to go join a different fraternity. I'm like, okay, whatever. Literally, I feel like that should have been the point where they just stopped talking. Like, you don't have to talk. You could see each other because you're at rival houses, but who really cares? You don't have to talk to each other.
But they did.
But we did, Mimi.
And poor Casey just trapped in the middle of it.
Well, she really... I feel like she's one of those people who enjoys putting herself in the middle. She's like, two guys fighting over little old me. She's that person.
I love your, like, villainized version of Casey.
I think she's really a villain, and that she's the true villain of the series.
I would buy that.
It's like an it's just like when I watched what was it, Devil Wears Prada, and I remember all of those people being all like, blah, 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 the boyfriend's terrible. And then I watched the movie, and I'm like, the boyfriend didn't do anything wrong. If anything, whatever, the fucking main character is the actual villain of the story. She's the villain of her own goddamn story.
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, she was ruining her own fucking life. All she did was complain about her...
Though I do hate the boyfriend in that movie.
I mean, all she does is complain about her job when she's at home. And he's a supportive boyfriend. He's like, if you don't like your job, why don't you just quit and just get another job? And she's like, no, I have to see it out. And I'm like, okay, well, don't fucking complain to me about this if you're just going to be like... That's just so stupid. I hate people who are like that. You're like, complain about something, but really you're just complaining to complain. I'm like, if you're really that upset about it, just remove yourself from the fucking situation. I don't know what to say.
Change your whole life. It's not that hard.
I mean, it's true. Just get a different job. Shit. Like, how hard is that?
The movie is gay, too.
It is. But, I mean... But anyway, like I was saying, the boyfriend isn't the bad person in that. And I feel like... With Evan, once they, like... If you literally take that whole him cheating on her situation away, it's really just, like, whatever. Or if he started dating someone else and we didn't even know that was the situation, it would be, like, I don't care or whatever. Because we're not involved with that person. But the only reason why it really matters is because fucking Casey's around all the time. And as much as she tries to pretend she's over him and be, like... Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to stop dealing with him. She involves herself with being around him all the time. Constantly, like, sequesters herself near him or somewhere nearby him. And then it'll be like, oh, no, he's here. And I'm like, you knew he was going to be there.
Casey is literally the surprised Pikachu face. That reaction photo.
I mean...
Literally every one of her, like, decisions. She's just like, what?
I mean, you're not wrong. That
has consequences? Like, yes. Yes, it does.
I mean, you're not wrong. I guess we can move on and talk about her brother. I don't really care for him either. I think what really, like, made me decide I didn't like him is the way he treated Jin K after he found out. Because he was all like, I love you. And I'm like, well, clearly your love is super conditional. Why he
was upset about the article. I don't, like, he was like, oh, you, like, said this about me. And she's like, yeah, but I didn't, like, put your name in there. Like,
exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. And the,
I don't understand why he was so upset.
And what's even more annoying is I'm like, okay, but those are things that you did do. You did cheat on an exam. Which is literally an offense to the college. You could get on academic probation for that. And you're like, I told you that in secret. You're not supposed to tell. And I'm just like, okay, well, she didn't say your name. So the only people who know are you and me. The only people who literally know are you and me. So what are you upset about?
I can't wait for the reboot of this. And Jen K has a gossip Twitter.
Oh, Jin K would be a completely different character. She would become a main character, for one. And she would not be...
Chad's writing it right now.
Well, I just feel like she would be like... did you ever watch Hannibal?
Mm-hmm. A little. Not really.
Well, there was this red-haired character in the first season. I forget what her name is. But she was like a reporter, and she was a good reporter. She was a very good character. Where she... always, like, she knew the tea. I'm gonna just say that she knew the truth, and she was gonna find it. So I feel like Jin K would be written somewhere like that. Like, she would be more of a calculating character and be like, oh, while I was ambitious enough to do this, I fell in love with this guy and blah blah blah. And it would be probably more of like a Romeo Juliet type storyline with the two of them. They would probably be more of their quote unquote in game that the kids like saying so much.
Again, I'm like, why did they write her out? Like, why did she just go away? Like, Oh no.
I know. Especially since he was, or she was his first girlfriend and the one who took his virginity. So that doesn't, it doesn't track that she would just disappear.
I love the episode where he dates Vicky from The Good Place.
That was funny. Like, he, like, fucking runs her off because she's like, you're literally too much.
That was another funny thing watching this show, like, rewatching it. I was like, oh, I recognize that person. Oh, I recognize that person.
I know.
Like, all these, like, guest stars that kind of, like, went on to do other things. Like, fucking,
Schmidt.
Max Greenfield, who, yeah, like, can't stop playing gay characters. I'm like, do you play a straight character ever? Maybe you should sit down and examine your life. I don't know.
I know.
I don't know.
I immediately thought that he was after I saw that. I was like, well, that's too many gay characters for you to be straight, sir.
Them's the rules. No, he's in this as the boyfriend. He has that... He has a guest role on Happy Endings where he plays Adam Pally's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And then his whole character in New Girl is fucking gay as shit, even though they never say it. But he is. He's gay.
Well, it says he's married.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I guess has a daughter? Yep, he does have a daughter. Well, there goes that.
All right. Maybe he should examine why he's so good at playing characters.
Maybe he should stop playing them.
I love saying shit about celebrities' personal lives because, you know what? It doesn't matter.
If I can Google it, I can talk about it.
I love when people on the internet are like, you shouldn't, like, make assumptions about people's personal lives because blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whatever. Literally, they don't care about what I have to say, so I'm going to say whatever I want.
Exactly. I'm going to give a blind, I'm going to give a blind taste test on what I think they should do with their lives.
I'm like, I'm just going to say who I think is gay all the time. Like, who cares? They're never going to hear me, and I have no effect on their life, so what does it matter?
And even if they said I said it, I can deny it. Because that's just what you can do in America. You can just pretend stuff doesn't happen.
This Tumblr user said that I was a homosexual.
That I was a homosexual. I love that. You heard it here, folks. Beverly Leslie out and here and queer.
Beverly Leslie. So good.
Who else? Okay, so I did like Ashley. Ashley's a very neutral character. I felt bad for her, especially with her boyfriend. But what I found very funny was it Calvin who kind of convinced her that her sisters were in the wrong for trying to get her to dump her boyfriend?
Yes.
But I'm like, okay, their methods may not have been, like, the most sensitive, but they were full on correct with what they said.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they were right. They were literally right. And it was just funny. I think, like, I was like, I get what they're trying to say here. But then they just break them up, like, two episodes later. I'm like, what's the point of that?
I didn't even understand. I honestly didn't understand what they were trying to say there. Because the thing is the two of them didn't have any interests in common. It's like the only thing that they liked about each other is that they liked each other in the past. And he didn't like any of the current stuff that she was doing. So essentially he was saying, I don't like who you are fundamentally as a person right now. And they just kept being together. I'm like, if you're with someone who doesn't like anything that you do, then you shouldn't be with that person. That's just like obvious.
Probably, yeah.
It's just so obvious because it's like we have zero common interests. What do we like about each other? Other than potentially having sex. To which I'm like, that's not a relationship. That is just having sex.
Straight people.
Exactly. There's just so much about this show where I'm like, I feel like you guys were trying to say something, but you're not. Which is worse than Glee because it's like, they all think that they're doing something. And I'm just like, sure you are, buddy. But what's worse than them is they think that, I don't even know what they think they're doing.
Comparing this to Glee.
I just feel like, I don't know, it's the I think it's the tones, they're very similar or something.
The tones? Maybe. I feel like the tones are like almost opposite.
I won't.
Like, Glee is up here. Glee is like, I just huffed some glue in the bathroom like 4 seconds ago and I'm ready to go. And like, Greek is like way down here. Greek is like, just smoked a bowl. I'm ready to listen to some lo-fi. Let it wash over me. Like,
what an interesting comparison.
I'm gonna release a list of all TV shows that I've watched and compare them to doing drugs.
Every single one. What I've all right.
Like, and this one's like doing heroin. Anyway.
All right. I think what I really find the most interesting about this show, well, maybe not interesting, that's not the right word, frustrating, especially as someone who's gone through, well, like, we did what we, like, we were in a fraternity or whatever, like a co-ed fraternity, but it wasn't like a
did what we did.
I know, I made it sound like I know what you did last summer. We did what we did. Well, the thing is I feel like with our organization, it was very much about the whole fraternal bonds type thing. And I feel like between the two different, like all of the different groups that we saw, I'm like, I don't feel like any of you truly are friends or have each other's back other than probably the Kappa Taus. Because they're the only ones who like bond and hang out and they're like, you're my buddy, but it's like very like bro-y. Like, they're, yeah. Bro, like, we include you in our weird, dumb thing that we're gonna do, so you're our bro. That, like, they do that, which is really more like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, playground? It's very, like, playground, you're included type thing.
I love the Kappa Taus. I love every scene where it's, like, a million people in that one living room set. They, like, they're the only part, I think, that I find genuinely funny. Also, the fact that they fully had the plain white tees.
In multiple episodes. And apparently they're the theme song composers as well.
Oh, really? Okay, that makes sense. But it was funny because there was that, remember that period of time in television where like bands would just play on these shows?
Yes. Like, and there are a couple that pop in on there.
A concert. Yeah. And like, I just found it very funny that it was the Plain White Tees. And then there was a later episode where they were just in the Kappa Tau like living room. I was like, I guess they're just fully on staff as actors. Like,
they're just around. We keep them nearby waiting in the wings. We don't pay them. They just hover around in between, I guess, writing songs.
But what I was going to say is I feel like, because I don't know if you remember my old roommate from freshman and sophomore year and junior year. Mm-hmm. Yes. She was in a sorority. And most of what she told me, I was like, I feel like this is accurate. Just of like what I saw and what she told me and the way that, you know, the way that her sisters were with each other. I was like, y'all don't really like each other.
Well, I can buy that. It's probably like a lot of animosity. So, I mean, maybe we're because lucky that we just had the experience we did where we all were genuinely friends.
Well, I think the difference is that I don't know why I said well like that.
And it was right after what I said, so I'm like, oh no, what's she gonna say?
I was like, well, no. I think the difference is that with us, with our organization, like we all had a common interest. Like it was a cinematic arts based thing, so like we were doing it because of that. So, and we were small, we were a lot smaller. Yeah. With like, you know, you're joining a fraternity or a sorority, like you're just doing it for the letters, Like, there's no, like, commonality between you other than you're just joining this to be, like, part of a thing. I don't know.
Oh, I...
You know, like, it's a lot more like, okay, we're just part of it so that we can, like, say that we're part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree. I can agree with that.
So I think that it is kind of accurate in the whole, like, portrayal of, like,
maybe that's why I didn't like the show. I just kept getting really annoyed with the whole, like, I just got really annoyed with the ZBZs because I'm like, I feel like you guys aren't fucking friends. You keep being like, we're friends, we're sisters. And I'm just like, you're not. You're just bitches who live in the same house.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's insanely accurate of real sororities.
You're bitches who live in the same house. Like, apparently fuck the same dude, so you probably all have HPV at this point.
Where's that episode?
That's a different series, again. Because if it were true... The only thing they touched on with that was when Rusty got crabs.
Which was very funny.
I know, it was funny, and I was just like, and deserved, because all you had to do was just tell the girl that you would rather be in a relationship than just have sex with somebody. That's all you have to say. I mean, also, those are Christian values, but whatever.
Well, yeah. Yeah, is there anybody we didn't talk about?
I think the only other person is Calvin, but again, internalized homophobia is the only reason why I don't like him.
Yeah. Again, like, you know, they thought they were doing something, but...
They really did. Because they made him black, so they were just like, all right, we've got a black gay character. And I was just like, okay, cool. A dark-skinned black gay character. We don't have a lot of those on TV, so you are doing a little something for visual representation. All right, I can applaud that. But then they were just like, he's more straight acting. And I'm like, okay, whatever. That was neither here nor there. But the annoying thing was, it's like, I came out, like, when he was in high school, but he decided to go back in the closet in college. I'm like, that makes no sense.
Yeah. I think it's just the writing. I think they just, like, couldn't decide what to do with him because they were like, oh, we have a black gay character, but then it's like, okay, but, like, great, but, like, what is he doing?
Well, clearly they, like, had no one on staff who could resonate with that character.
I guess. And there's nothing wrong with having a gay character that's, like you said, I'll use your terminology, quote-unquote, straight acting. Because, I mean, like, look at Adam Pally on Happy Endings, like... Perfect example of, like, a well-written version of that. But I think I'm wondering, like, where they go with Calvin's character. Because they did have that one episode where he was dating Max Greenfield. And he was, like, I don't know. He was kind of, like, struggling with it. And then he ended up going to the film festival that was, like, the LGBT
film festival. And he didn't like it. He was like, all right. There was one point he made in that where he was like, all these films are sad. And I'm just like, you have a valid point. There are a lot of gay films that are just sad for no fucking reason. It's like, can we get a rom-com somewhere, please? And I mean, I could, like, we could easily write that ourselves, but it's like, the work.
Have you seen that, totally unrelated, but have you seen Adam, that movie Adam? It's on Hulu.
It's like no, I haven't. I think I know exactly what you're talking about, but I haven't. I was going to, but then after I figured out what it was about, I was like, I don't want to watch that. And even though they're like, this is like really moving, I'm like, okay, but wrong is wrong. And I feel like the initial act is still wrong.
The thing is, it was like written by a trans person. And I'm just like, okay. I don't know. I watched about half of it, and I just, like, couldn't. It got to the point where it was, like, you know those, like, situations with characters where, like, you know one character's lying, but these characters don't know that that character's lying. And then there's this other character who, like, knows part of the lie, but then, and then the character who's lying has to, like, keep it all together. And, like, and I just hate those so much.
Yeah.
If they're not well done, I'm like, I, it physically makes me recoil.
Did you watch
because
it?
Because I'm like,
it. Did you watch it?
Like half of it.
Oh. Well, I only have.
Because I couldn't get through it.
I mean, fair.
It's too much.
I could barely get through the trailer.
It was too much. Anyway, that was a was an aside.
Yeah. But again, I feel like with Calvin's character, the most annoying thing is they kept trying to be all like, my like, I'm more than just my sexuality. And I'm just like, yes, we get that. Everyone's more than just their sexuality. But it's like, you know, sometimes things like that do affect a lot of your life. And the like the visual, being afraid of being labeled as that is the really more of the problem of, that's really more of the problem. It's like, I'm more than just being gay. It's like, I mean, it's fine. You can be gay. It's like, I'm more than just being black as well. But it's like, it's a large proponent of my identity, of how I see myself in the world. So it's like, it's part of who you are. So don't just be like, I'm more than just that. It's like, yes, you are. But, you know, those will affect certain things that you do.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's like a huge... It's very evident, like you said, that they didn't have somebody in the writing room who, like, could speak for that voice.
Yeah.
Because they just had this character that was, like, quote-unquote representation, but then kind of did nothing for the representation of that character. They were like, well, you know, he's not just a black person or a gay man. And it's like... okay.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They kept being like, he's more than just that, but he kept demonstrating that he was not because he didn't do anything else. He was just in a fraternity, and it's like, well, what do you do in this fraternity? First off, or also...
They didn't even talk about, like, what his major was or anything.
Exactly. Like. Also, why were they pledging for literally a whole year? And I don't even know if they actually got... I don't even know if they got initiated after that. Like, I have never heard of a pledging ceremony, like, process that goes on for, like, a year. Like, a semester? Sure. But, like, a full 2 semesters?
Yeah, I want to say, right? You are a pledge for a whole semester. Right?
Yeah. Like, the most I've heard of is, like, it going from the beginning to the end of the semester. I haven't heard it going, like, past that. Especially since there's such long breaks in between the two. You either have summer or winter break, both of which are basically like a month long. Well,
bro, I don't
not
know.
Summer.
This school takes their Greek life very seriously, apparently.
And yet, not at all, because the the staff seems like they were going to be like super like heavy on the Greek system, but then ended up not being that heavily involved at all. Like, you would think if they were going to be like, oh, I'm going to be, like, watching you guys like a hawk, they would be around all the time. They weren't.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there was, like, that one cop who just kept showing up, or, like, security officer or whatever.
Yeah. And instead they appointed Evan as the faculty advisor or the student liaison or whatever the fuck. And I'm like, this is so stupid. This was just a way for you guys to make Evan more of a predominant character for...
Character, yeah.
Yeah.
Again. Telling you, they definitely rewrote his character from the pilot.
And this is an example of a terrible rewrite. Because I'm like, again, this show had no villain. They just needed one. And they tried to, like, I feel like they kept trying to make Rebecca the villain. But I'm like, you're not taking it there. Like, if you want to make her the villain, sure, do that. But they just made her just a source of tension.
Yeah. Yeah, which sucks, because I feel like that actress would have made an amazing villain.
Yes. I would have loved that.
Like, yeah. She plays it... I feel like she's one of the better actresses on the show.
Factual.
She probably would have. Yeah, she probably would have played it really, really well if she was an actual villain. But
yeah, I mean, all in all, I just feel like this show is rated too high. It's fine for what it is. Getting through it. There was a point where I started to get Stockholm Syndrome and I thought I liked the show, but I don't.
I think it's a good background show.
It truly is. I did a lot of things in between.
It's calming. It calms me. I don't know. Because I kind of like that nothing happens. You know, it's kind of like Gilmore Girls. Like,
oh.
Nothing happens. But you're just like, yeah. You're like, Rory went to college. That's nice.
I hate shows like that where, like, literally nothing happens. Maybe that's why I dislike this show as much as I did. I was like, nothing is happening!
Yeah, I figured that that would be mostly your take on it. Yeah.
Well, that and Casey Cartwright is a gaslighter.
I'm telling you, like, season two opens with that, like, as the headline. Oh, that would be so good. Anyway, stay tuned for our reboot.
I think that would have been such an interesting turn, like a turn for them to do with that character where you're following that character and you think they're like the hero. And then they just, at the end, you realize, at the end of season one, you realize that they're actually the villain. And then that's the whole thing for the rest of the series. You're like,
it's about Jen K.
Jen K taking her down. That would be interesting. Or Rebecca, the disgraced senator's daughter. We have to get her.
It would be so good.
So many fallen sisters on the show.
Fallen sisters.
R.I.P. Ashley and Rebecca. I really haven't seen them on anything since then.
Who?
Either of the, like, Ashley or Rebecca. I feel like I haven't seen them on anything since that show.
I feel like Ashley's been in stuff.
Well, right? I saw her on that. You remember they were on that, or she was on that Fox show with what's his name? From Parks and Rec. Adam Scott.
Yeah.
It was a very short-lived series. It had one season. And Ghosted. There we go.
Oh, Ghosted. Yeah. It was a good show.
Yeah. Oh, well, she was on a show. Well, no, she was only on one episode. My bad.
God friended me? What the hell is
this? I know. I was just looking at that.
I think we should watch this next.
No. I'm not into faith-based television.
Please. And you want to watch Secret Life?
That's not...
Are they all Christian?
I think, but, I mean, isn't there a part where they just get cuckoo bananas, I feel like?
Oh, I love this actor.
Yeah, I don't really see anything else that she's predominantly been in. It's just, like, random bit parts.
Oh my god, do you remember this show?
Oh, yes, with Lea Michele. Mayor.
Oh my god, I completely forgot about this show.
I wonder if
he'll... It's good for like a hot second.
I wonder if people from that show will speak out about Lea Michele next. That would be quick.
I like this show. It has a 5.5. Wow.
I mean, it was okay.
I mean, we should definitely watch God Friended Me, but okay.
I'm definitely not going to do that one. That's one I'm not going to take for the team.
Please.
But what should we watch next? I feel like we're kind of on an adventure now. We're just discovering new things to watch. Or not new things, just old things that have been put on streaming to try and distract us from our dull lives.
Speak for yourself.
I am. I don't know what you're doing, but my life is dull.
Oh, he's in Search Party. Okay. I was like, where else do I know him from? Okay. Oh my god, and he's in this terrible movie.
Oh.
Remember we watched this?
Yes, he was in that movie.
the roommate. Oh my god, so funny. Okay. All right, I'm done looking at Brandon Michael Hall's IMDb page now. What are we watching? God Friended Me? Great.
I can tell you I'm not going to do
that. Please.
I'll just read the Wikipedia page and then we'll see what happens.
Oh my god, I love that the guy who plays Rusty, like, his IMDb picture is so bad. It looks like a mugshot.
Yeah. Well, life isn't always great.
He also, I was like, that actor has to be high all the time. I feel like that's
his
character.
Oh my
god, do you remember Make It or Break It?
I never watched that show, but I was talking to a friend of ours about that recently.
Me neither. It had 3 whole seasons.
Yeah. She was talking about how, like, she used to be super into that show. And I'm like, well, you know, sapphic energy.
Yeah. It's like, what's that movie?
Precious?
No. What? Precious? No, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Stick It.
Yes, Stick It.
Ah, yes, that one had a lot of lesbian energy. That was a fun movie, though.
That was a cultural reason. For me, personally.
Well, it's funny. God, it's funny that it's from the producers of Bring It On, because that, I mean, I feel like they decided to take the zero lesbian energy that movie had and then apply it to something else.
What do you mean zero lesbian energy?
I feel like it was all radiating off.
Friend.
Yeah, I feel like it was just all radiating off of Elijah Dushku.
Yeah. 100%. I think we should watch Hellcats.
Okay, I would actually be interested in doing that, so maybe we'll do that next.
Dude, there's only one season.
Oh, see, that's even easier. How many episodes is it?
22. It's a full season.
Yeah, no, that's not bad. We can do that. That's easy.
That's a 6.7.
Still fairly high for a CW series from that era.
Yeah.
Especially one that, weirdly, I never hear people ever talk about in any capacity. Like
at
a cult classic.
This show, like, flew under the radar.
Yet had a full series order and then got swiftly canceled. Oh, what a world. But yeah, let's do that. Okay, so I guess next episode, listeners, will be Hellcats. We'll be digging into the CW vault.
Oof, what a ride. Also, I'm screaming at the poster for Greek because I'm like, this is not what the show is like at all.
Nope. I feel like they
this
kept
is, like, so fun and upbeat and like, it's gonna be wild. And the show was like so mild.
Honestly, what I think it is they tried to make it more of like kind of like a PG version of like a National Lampoon's movie.
Yeah.
Which is very depressing. But anyway, we move
on. If
along.
Only it wasn't on ABC Family.
We move on to better, greener pastures.
All right, well, I'm very excited to watch Hellcats. I wonder if it's actually streaming anywhere.
It's on CW Seed, I believe. I keep saying...
Not...
Are you saying it's not?
I don't want to go there.
Oh, well, I know that's where it is because I keep seeing, like, random commercials for it when I watch stuff on the CW app.
Gotcha.
Because I am still keeping up to date with Roswell. I will be getting back...
Oh, my God. Dude, what about Nancy Drew? We totally...
Oh, true. Looked. I think
so
that's...
sorry.
I think that's over. We can loop back around to that.
Right, we definitely will have to watch that at some point.
Yeah, once I figure out what it's on, hopefully they put it on HBO Max. They have a bunch of random CW stuff on there. Katie Keene is on there for some reason.
What about Netflix? Because don't they... Doesn't all the CW stuff just, like, go there?
Oh, yeah, it does. Actually, well, the Nancy Drew ones, I don't think have filtered over yet.
Okay.
They're probably coming this month, because I want to say there's a bunch of stuff that said it was coming in this month.
Let's see.
Ways to watch. Yep, you can't watch it anywhere else but Prime Video right now. Weird. Well, anyway, we'll keep an ear out for that too. So, I guess next two things we'll just be doing is Nancy Drew and Hellcats.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. We figured that out. So
what a fun, sexy time for us.
Yes, you heard it here, listeners. As always, we have our you're incorporated into our meetings. You just get to hear the inner brain session of whatever we're doing. As always, guys, thanks so much for listening. Bye.